The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, we speak to Brian Reeves with Watson Realty Corp. and who is currently serving as our Chamber Board Chair. Brian shares about how he came to Winter Haven, the experience he's had with our collaborative community, and much, much more. But before that, here is this week's Chamber Chats. What's up, Anna?
Hello.
Welcome to another segment of our Chamber Chats.
I feel like I say this every time, but thanks for having me back.
Wow. I am so glad to have you. We are going to jump into all things Chamber and Chamber members before we hear today's interview. And we, again, shocker, have had a busy week. Last week was full of exciting things. So first, for the week, we had our Youth Leadership Winter Haven graduation.
We did. It was our last class day and then went into graduation.
Yeah, so that was our second Youth Leadership Winter Haven class. And that program has been really a huge success.
It has. They spent the day at the office on our second floor, Citizens Bank and Trust Auditorium. Yeah, they had a panel from some financial advisors and bankers in the area, just kind of talking to them about like investing and keeping track of your finances.
These are good things to learn.
Things that I still probably need to hear.
Yeah,
as well.
Right.
But then what was really cool is we went to Inland Fiber, which is a data center located in downtown Winter Haven, which is super cool.
Love that.
I felt like a spy the entire time.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it was super great. Mm-hmm. Like those movies, like National Treasure.
Yes.
This is so specific.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, but National Treasure, Riley Poole.
Uh-huh.
He's got his laptop.
Yes.
And then he goes into the little thing and
yes,
plugs some stuff in, and he can see.
And you're
the
like,
computer.
Ah,
yeah. That's what I felt
it all.
Like.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually hack anything.
Right,
it was
right.
Really cool though.
Yeah, I love that, and that's cool that they were able to be exposed to that. So
yes.
It's great to have another class graduated.
100%.
And if you don't know about that program, that is for high school sophomores and juniors.
Yes.
To come in, and it's basically Leadership Winter Haven, but mm-hmm. for high school students. So that's been a huge success. So, you know, shout out to Sarah Beth for really leading that program, the start of that program here at the Chamber, because it's been awesome.
Yeah, we just got to celebrate. They had catering company. Bring some hors d'oeuvres by. There was a nice cake.
A little graduation cake.
And some gluten-free cupcakes from Gourmet Goodies. So
love it.
Great times.
It is a great time when we get to celebrate. So, and then also last week, Leadership Winter Haven met for their Regional Impact Day. So Lindsay Zimmerman with the Central Florida Development Council was the day chair for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like they had a great time.
I know. They went... Started at Sun Tracks in Auburndale and went all the way out to Lake Nona.
Yeah, so it sounds like they had quite the adventure.
For sure.
So we, we're so proud of that program because of the success of Leadership Winter Haven, we've been able to do things like youth leadership. And then also next class is 44.
Ugh,
can you believe
crazy.
That? And nominations and applications are open.
Yes, and
look
they close
that.
On June 30th.
A segue. I didn't even think about that.
I was thinking about that.
Well, good.
Wow.
I'm so glad it worked out. So if you're listening and you know someone who would benefit from that program, applications and nominations are open. So check that out on the website.
It's really a wonderful program.
Definitely.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah.
12 out of 10 recommend.
So much recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
We love it. So we're really proud of that program. Again, it's been going on for many, many years. So something to be proud of. So other things, ribbon cuttings.
Yes.
Watson Clinic.
Yes.
Had their little ribbon cutting.
Yes. That's really exciting. I am from Lakeland, and Watson Clinic has been my clinic of choice since, gosh, for a long time.
Watson Clinic is mine as well. Yeah. So we're here.
So I'm excited that they're starting to branch out into Winter Haven. We're excited to have them. It was for their orthopedic clinic. Mm-hmm. So if you have any joint issues or sports injuries, that's where you can get that taken care of.
And it's not really far outside of downtown.
It's not. It's
just
like
a couple minutes.
Yeah, across from Lake Silver.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, I mean, that is kind of downtown still.
Yeah.
Anyways. But that is really awesome to be able to have them coming on over to Winter mm-hmm. Haven. So was fun to celebrate.
For sure. And we also celebrated our Noir Kitchen.
Yes.
They just got a food truck. So you've probably seen them around. They're out of the Catapult Kitchen. But they also bring their smoker and all of their delicious, you know, sides like grits and
their mac and cheese.
Best mac and cheese yeah. ever. Ugh,
yeah. Most people forever. Probably will see them. I mean, they're at Community Fest. They mm-hmm. go to Haven Coffee for a lot of their, you know, Saturday
Taste of Winter
stuff.
Haven.
So, yep.
And now they got a fancy food truck.
We love it.
It's huge. It's yeah. beautiful. It was custom for them.
It's cool to see the evolution of that, you know, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
To their team. That's really exciting. And then the other thing that happened last week was Morning Momentum.
Yes.
Yeah. So Dr. Craig Collins joined us to share a little bit about the do's and don'ts of strategic planning. I believe we have one more leg of strategic planning for Morning Momentum. And that programming, I mean, that's been a really cool thing to add to our offerings here at the Chamber to just grow professionally and grow your business.
For sure.
And maybe learn new things or brush up on old skills. So that's been really great. So we appreciate Dr. Craig Collins for coming out and doing that for us. I think that was it for the Chamber.
Yes.
All the things that we did.
For sure.
Again, a long list. lots going on here at the Chamber. But we also had quite a few things happen recently for members. One of those being Advent Health opened, well, they will be opening, but they did the ribbon cutting for their Winter Haven emergency room.
Yes.
Which is just past Legoland, the Courtyard Marriott, Winter Haven. And it was a beautiful facility.
It was a beautiful, like for, yeah, it's a beautiful.
You know, you don't want to go to the ER.
But if you have to go, it was a nice option.
Yeah, it was very impressive. And they had two pediatric rooms that were outfitted with all the Legoland things. Mm-hmm. So we got to take a picture with the little Legoland.
We
did. Lego guy.
I will say that they did scare us during the ribbon cutting because there were confetti cannons. And I was not expecting them but it was a delightful surprise.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, confetti cannons make pictures so much better.
They do. They
so
do.
So I fully support the confetti cannons.
Yes.
But we definitely were not ready for that.
No, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And like you said, the facility is beautiful. You don't want to go to an ER,
exactly.
But if you have to,
they're going to get
you taken
care of.
It's a really good option.
Yeah.
And also they brought in a helicopter to
that
land on
really
top
cool.
of the ER, which was so, so cool.
Yeah.
And they also talked a little bit about their plans for expanding that facility
yes.
into a hospital and offices and different things like that.
Yeah,
so,
it's nice to, they're thinking of the long haul.
They are.
You know?
They
so
are.
There will be more development out there. So that's really a huge need for that side of Winter Haven.
For sure.
To have that resource there. So congrats to Advent Health. And then also we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I think, on Chamber Chats, but just got some new information that has actually materialized for the chain of Lake Stadium seats.
Yes.
So you can have your chance to get your hands on one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing a lottery system.
I think they are. And it's like the first 100 people.
Yeah. Because they tried to get as many as they could from the demolition. Mm-hmm. So if that's something you're interested in, you can go to the City of Winter Haven's Facebook page. They've posted a lot about that. So grab the details on that if you're interested in kind of having a little memento from the stadium, which has a lot of history. So I understand why people are a little emotional
sure.
about it. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Also, Polk Vision is doing their quality of life survey.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all go to their website or their Facebook page, they have more information about that. So you can kind of be involved in sharing your thoughts on that.
And there's gift cards to win.
Gift cards. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Each week.
So get a gift card.
Yeah.
You know, It's fun. Gift cards are fun.
They are fun.
Yeah, love those. And then other things, CityWorks.
Yes.
We closed up CityWorks, and Anna can tell us a little bit about that. I was not able to come out this year, but Anita and Megan obviously did a great job.
Yeah, they knocked it out of the park. I got to go Thursday afternoon and Friday all day, and it's just a really fun time to just sit and listen to how other people are making their cities great. And it's really heartwarming because the city of Winter Haven's already doing a lot of those things. So it kind of is like, wow, we're on the right track for building something super beautiful. So I feel very thankful for the city team. I know we say that all the time, but
we do, they but really it's do care. We need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And they're working hard. So,
but it was really fun. We got to see a bunch of members, give presentations, which was really fun. Like, Dimitrik with, Bridge Church.
Mm-hmm.
He gave, a presentation just about building community and helping those in need.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? And what does that look like? And he has such an interesting story himself. And I was very grateful to be in an audience where he shared that, because yeah. Not easy to do that when you've been at a very vulnerable place. So that was really interesting. They also brought in some cool businesses from outside of Polk County to kind of share about what they've been doing to make an impact in their communities, which was really, really cool as well. But then, of course, Friday, you know, we capped off CityWorks with MJ Carnevale, our deputy city manager, talking about the process for building the sidewalk cafes. And
right.
It's so interesting to see how many people were part of that project from the get-go. That definitely isn't something that happens overnight and
no
doesn't
way.
Happen for one from one person. It really took a whole group of people, and it's come out beautiful.
Absolutely.
And it's super heartwarming, especially on First Fridays and on the weekends, to pass by all the restaurants
and see
people out there.
You can visually see the hustle and bustle in downtown, and that's really encouraging.
It is. So we had a nice little ribbon cutting. It was a really great time.
Yeah, I think that's a great space, and I'm excited to just see even more people start utilizing it, because not even everybody has their stuff out there yet.
It's true.
So it's going to be cool to see people, more and more people utilize
those
spaces. Yeah,
and it has been fun, because as they pop up, everyone has such a different style when
right.
it comes to what they want to put out there.
Right.
But it's really fun to see new things pop up. Like Agape Agora just put these really cool like funky colors there, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it's been cool. So, and that's, you know, thanks to the city of Winter Haven for having the vision.
And for the businesses on Central.
Absolutely.
I know that's not easy.
It's not. You know, change is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, hoping and believing that this is going to be a great asset to downtown Winter
100%.
Haven. 100%. So, thank you to everyone involved in that project. So, those are the main things that we had for chamber chats. You know, lots going on at the chamber. We say that all the time, lots going on in Winter Haven. But you know, we're excited to be able to kind of tout all these amazing things that are happening. So if you have anything going on at your business that's exciting, or you want to celebrate, share it with us. You can always email me at Brianna@winterhavenchamber.com. And we'd be happy to hear from you. So thank you, Anna, for joining me for another Chamber Chat.
Oh, yeah. Love to be here.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. A true test of strength and stability can be measured in how long a company's been in business. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has worked to meet and exceed customer expectations, with local decision-making and employees who live, work, and serve throughout our community. Our bankers also work to bring new services and innovative technology to our customers, offering solutions to save you time so you can focus on what matters most to you. Whether you prefer to walk in the lobby and meet in person, use the drive-thru, or bank from your home computer or smartphone, we're here to serve you. To discover how we can assist you with your banking needs, we invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Continue listening for today's interview. Well, welcome to the podcast, Brian.
Thank you, Brianna.
So excited to get to know you a little more. We thought that now would be a great opportunity to chat with you. You know, Brian, for those of you who don't know, is our current chairman of our board at the Chamber. So we wanted to get to know him a little bit and get our listeners involved and kind of his story and how he came to Winter Haven. So Brian, we'll kind of start there, if you don't mind, just sharing with our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to Winter Haven.
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, I was born in Jamaica, and in 1993, my mom had petitioned for me to come to the United States, but I came via New York. I didn't came directly to Winter Haven, Florida at the time, so I stayed in New York for a number of years there, and in 2012, that's when I relocated to Winter Haven, Florida at that time.
So were you just kind of wanting different atmosphere? Because obviously New York and Florida are probably very different from each other.
Oh, yeah. It's like east, as east is from the west, yeah, or so on. But yeah, definitely. Coming from Jamaica or being born in Jamaica, I'm used to the warm weather, sunshine, beaches, etc. So I have an aunt that used to live here on Buckeye Circle Loop Road.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So I used to vacation back and forth there and see how, you know, the climate was in January when we came down for vacation. It would be like the guys on the tarmac are in shorts and T-shirts or polo shirt kind of thing. And I'm like, something is wrong with this picture.
Right, right. Because New York in January is probably not the same thing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure the people are bundled up at that point, right, in January?
Oh, yeah. I had a thick jacket under my arm coming off the plane.
Oh, yeah. So, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, yeah, you got a dress to get to the airport. Exactly. And then you get to Florida and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's like a different universe.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. And obviously, we're happy that you're here in Winter Haven and that even if it was just the climate that got you here, we're glad for it. So, you know, thank you for sharing a little bit about that. And I'm lucky because we did Why Winter Haven last year and I got to know a little bit about your story. So it's awesome that from Jamaica to New York to here. So thank you for sharing a little bit about that. So I wanted to kind of talk about how you got involved in the chamber. You know, did you get involved right when you came to Winter Haven? What was that process like?
Well, one of the things while I was in New York, or something that is instinctive to me, is networking. Mm-hmm. And I always try to be a part of some community service or some kind of networking kind of groups or so on. So when I relocated here, the first networking group I ever thought of was the Winter Haven Chamber. So upon coming to the chamber, I was able to speak to Amanda Joe. And after a few months in the chamber, I'd said to her, you know, Amanda, I'm with the chamber. That's generally geared towards networking, but I wanted to get more involved into an organization that would do projects in the community and so on. And she mentioned the Rotary Club at the time. So I joined the Rotary Club as well. And I was also a part of BNI, which is Business Network International. So with those three groups, I was in touch with small business owners, movers and shakers in the city, and medium and large business size business owners, I would say, as well.
Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up because I think there's something to be said about getting involved in the community. And obviously the chamber is great for, you know, like you said, networking and going to events and getting to know people. But when you want to take it just an extra step further and get, you know, community involvement and give back, obviously those organizations are a great way to do that. So it's really great that you had the instinct to do that because not everybody thinks about that when they come to a new community. But that's such a great way to get plugged in. So, and obviously we're happy because now you're on our board and you have been for some time. And Brian is also a part of our ambassador group. So Brian kind of just like dove right in. And, you know, Amanda Joe was awesome, still is awesome over at the city, and really was a great connector, if you will. So I'm glad that all of that worked out. But, you know, talking about community service and getting involved in organizations to give back kind of leads me to my next question, which would be, you know, what has been the most rewarding part about being involved in this community?
One of the most rewarding things that I've done since being with the chamber is the ribbon cuttings.
Yeah.
those are fun to attend, but it gives you a sneak peek of the business the businesses that are coming in our community and are being engaged in our chamber.
Yeah.
But most of those businesses that are coming into the chamber, they're new businesses, first-time business owners, etc. Mm-hmm. So you can see that beacon of light in their eye. They're excited to be a part of the business community, etc. But, you know, that's one of the biggest thing I would say that highlights my tenure as the chair.
Yeah, and, you know, me and Brian are sitting here, but just before we started recording, we had a ribbon cutting downstairs in our breezeway for Art Noir Kitchen. And if you're listening and you don't know about them, you must be living under a rock because they pop up all over Winter Haven. But they started, I believe, out of Catapult Kitchen. And then they pop up with their tent and cooker in different places. But we just had a ribbon cutting for their trailer that they just bought. So they're, you know, moving up. And I just echo what Brian says. You know, it's always so rewarding to see these businesses growing because, you know, you think of ribbon cuttings and you think, oh, somebody just like opened a brick and mortar business. But there's so many different layers to what a ribbon cutting means for a certain business. And so we're obviously thrilled to be able to have that privilege and honor. And Brian is able, as our chair, to kind of speak and encourage them and tell them if there's anything that they need, you know, that the chamber is here. So that's a great service that we offer to be able to really celebrate what our businesses are doing. So I think that's a great answer to that question.
Thank you.
Those are super rewarding. So one thing that we talked about in your Why Winter Haven last year that I kind of wanted to capture on the podcast because it personally really touched me. And that was a story that you shared about your son's cancer diagnosis when you came to Winter Haven. And I thought you could tell that story just because I feel like it speaks a lot to who you are and then also the Winter Haven community as a whole. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the very same year in 2012 when we relocated to Winter Haven, you know, we had decided to do our blood work, get new doctors, etc. And hence, when Alex did his blood work, some abnormalities had popped up. And that was right in December, like two or three days before Christmas kind of thing.
So oh you can just gosh, imagine. Yeah.
It's like all hands on deck, drop everything that you're doing kind of thing. And Nemours was just a new hospital that's been open. They weren't fully staffed. Most of the floors were empty, etc.
Wow.
But they were still able to provide some critical services in the infancy of his diagnosis. And we eventually had transferred to all children's in Tampa.
Right.
Or St. Pete, I should say, there. But that whole journey had solidified what the community means to me because not only did Chena Lakes Elementary School, which he was a student at the time, rallied together, did blood work drives, collect funds, et cetera. The Rotary Club as well came together and assisted in that endeavor. But, you know, just to see a community outreach in that sense, coming together to assist the family that's in need in a situation where, you know, hey, you know, we're not the one that caused this.
Yeah, right. There's only so much you can do, you know, so having that support is huge. And I mean, I don't know this to be sure, but I'm sure you probably wouldn't have gotten that support in New York if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah. You're just a needle in a haystack in New York kind of thing.
So. And, you know, that's okay. But, you know, when you want a place to really grow your family and put down roots and feel like you're a part of something, you come here and that happens. And it's just so, like you said, it solidifies, wow, we made the right decision. You know, we're in the right place. And I think I love hearing that story. Obviously, it's so hard and awful what you guys had to go through. But it's always encouraging when you're like, wow, we're surrounded by such generous, kind people who are willing to collaborate for the good of just a person, you know, like just to have humankind in mind and really being able to lend a helping hand in a really hard time. So how is your son now?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, obviously because of that support that we've gotten from the community, as a family, we're able to split time, stay with him in the hospital at no given time. I think the only time we were able to leave him by himself was when we were closing on our home.
Oh,
and
wow.
We needed
yeah.
to physically be there at the closing.
Right.
But other than that, We were splitting times. I'm there 3 days, 4 days. My wife is there another 3 days, four days with him. But with that support, and we've heard that from the medical staff saying that a lot of kids that come in, obviously for the parents, it's no fault of their own. They have jobs. They have to go to work. Yeah. They have other kids that they have to feed and take care of their family. But we were just fortunate to be in a situation where we were able to stay with him 24/7.
Wow.
And that in and of itself, that support gave him the confidence to know that mom and dad is there.
Yes.
He's not alone. And so many times things may have popped up, and just because we're physically there, we're able to, you know, make sure he's getting the proper meds that he's supposed to get, et cetera, and he's being treated nicely and all that. So all of that played a role in him recovering as it is. Obviously, the medical technology now, or even then, is come a far way.
Right.
So, you know, he was able to fully recover. He's not even taking an aspirin tablet at this
time. Amazing.
And he's enrolled in Full Sail University. He just have one more year to go.
So that's by next February, exciting, Brian.
He'll be graduating straight out of high school, Winter Haven High, through his Cambridge program.
Wow.
He went straight into Full Sail University.
Brian, that'll make me emotional. And, you know, I have a newfound appreciation for parents, especially who are going through a time like that, because we just celebrated my daughter's first birthday, and having a kid, it just opened your eyes so much. So I can't imagine being in your shoes, but it's wonderful to hear that he's doing well and that you guys were able to, you know, get the support you needed and be there for him, because you're right. You know, that builds confidence in him. Be like, I can beat this, you know, it's going to be okay. My parents are here and we're going to beat it. But I just, that, again, I could just cry. You know, it's beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. And I'm so glad that your son is doing well. And I'm glad that we're surrounded by a community who would be willing to help you during that time. And that's a win in and of itself, I feel like.
I agree.
We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 8 of our podcast.
I'm Dr. James Pilkington, a board-certified urologist with Advent Health Medical Group. I treat patients at our Davenport and Lake Wales locations. I strive to care for my patients as if they were family, using advanced and minimally invasive treatment approaches. We now offer a minimally invasive surgical treatment option for urinary symptoms related to an enlarged prostate called aquablation. Aquablation utilizes an image-guided, heat-free robotic water jet to provide precise and long-term relief of enlarged prostate symptoms without the side effects of traditional surgery. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 863-421-3456 or visit us at adventhealth.com.
Kind of going back to a little bit of the chamber stuff, I wanted to ask you, you know, you'll be terming out at the end of this fiscal year. And I wanted to ask you kind of what's been your favorite thing about being the chamber chair this year?
Well, one of the things that I can say is having a network or a group of people, especially the board of directors that are there to pivot ideas off, to come together in one unison, rowing in the same direction. That's one of the things that I've seen came out of my tenure, in the sense of, you know, when there's a situation that may arise or something like that, they let you know that they have your back, they'll support you kind of thing. Even if they're not involved in a committee or something like that, they make you know that, you know, you're not alone and you're able to, you know, get their support if you do need it.
Yeah. And you know what? They're a collaborative bunch, which is great. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about with community, being surrounded by people who are willing to collaborate and have conversations and things like that. So we appreciate your service as the chairman of our board. And, you know, we wish you all the best. And I know you'll be rolling off of our board, which is sad. You know, you'll be immediate past chair. And but we obviously appreciate all you've done, and then you'll continue to be an ambassador, all good things. But we appreciate everything you've given to the chamber. So I just wanted to say that. But one thing that's a little bit off topic as far as chamber stuff goes, I heard that you're a big fan of biking. And Winter Haven was officially designated as a trail town last year. So I thought you could tell us a little bit about your biking journey and kind of what's been the best part about biking in Winter Haven.
Yeah, absolutely. So back home, you know, when you're a youngster or so, the best mode of transportation to get around is cycling.
Yeah.
You know, you do own a bike. So to get from point A to point B, you have to ride your bicycle. Mm-hmm. So with that said, when I came to New York, I actually went ahead and bought me a bicycle that will get me some exercise, basically. Because in New York, in the wintertime, it's cold, you're locked up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So in the summertime, you know, I was a part of the Staten Island Bike Club at
the
time.
Oh, cool.
So when I relocated here to Florida, Bob Salmon in the Rotary Club and Dr. Don Erie, we're doing some kind of cycling. You know, sometimes they'll ride in the Green Swamp, which they have taken me before on my mountain bike at that time. But however, we continued that group to ride on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that I'll meet by Bob Salmon's house on a Saturday or Sunday morning. That's close up to Polk State College there off Lake Elbert. We'll ride all the way down to the trail, connect to that, and ride up to Lake Elbert. I should say Lake Alfred, and then stopped at a local shop there, have some coffee or tea or something of that sort, replenish our strength there, and then ride
back
down
to it.
To Winter Haven. So that has been something that we've doing. We've had several people that has joined us on and off over the years. But one of the coolest things to see, obviously we started this probably 10, 12 years ago.
Wow.
And then over the years, the trail weren't being used that often are popular with our locals. But now it's very easy to pass 20, 30 people.
Isn't that crazy?
Either walking or cycling on the trail on the weekend. So it's gaining popularity, I would say.
Yeah, and I would say maybe that's in part to the designation. You know, now we're a trail town, and there actually aren't a lot of them. So that's a really cool designation. But I thought that was cool because it's a different hobby. You know, not everybody, you hear about various hobbies, but biking is fun and it gets in your active. And the cool thing is in Florida, you can do it all year round.
Absolutely.
You might sweat more times than others in the summer, but at least you can do it all year round. But
yes, yes.
Well, Brian, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners on the podcast?
Well, it's, you know, one of those things when I would say folks relocate to a small community per se, like Winter Haven, do get involved.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the chamber, but you have a lot of soup kitchens around that you could serve with, SAC committees at school, really get involved. And I know I am on the SAC committee of one of our local elementary school here, and it's very hard to get the parents to get involved.
Yeah.
And these schools are bursting through the seams with students, so they have to have parents that
seriously.
For them to attend the school there. So, you know, I just encourage parents to get involved as much as possible in your community, because it gives you a sense of satisfaction in getting involved and giving back to our community. And it's like a boomerang effect. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Brian. I think that's a great way to end this episode. You know, we want to encourage all of our listeners to get involved. You know, if it's Winter Haven, great, but it could be some other place that maybe that they live. But we want Polk County to be the best place to stay, play, work, and live. And that only happens when we get involved and try to make a difference. So thank you so much for your time and being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
The Little Pavement Kings have four locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with three locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Little Pavement Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Little Pavement Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Pavement Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Pavement Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Pavement Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.